You don't often think of a science laboratory as a tourist attraction. While it wasn't built for that purpose, this certainly does get plenty of interested people wanting to see the novel experiments being conducted. It's today's American Countryside, brought to you by NextEra Energy Resources, an American company working with farmers and ranchers to harness the power of the wind and create local jobs for small towns. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Putting in a hard day's work, doing the right thing, treating people with respect. American values as true as the wind that blows through our farms. For nearly 30 years, there's been an American company working side by side with farmers to harness the power of wind, creating local jobs and new reliable sources of income for small towns. We are NextEra Energy Resources, an American company proud to bring clean, renewable energy home. Learn more at NextEraEnergyResources.com.
Find your next piece of machinery with the most trusted name in farm equipment. MachineryPete.com has more than 100,000 pieces of machinery listed for sale from thousands of dealers across the country. It's the fastest site to find and value your next piece of used equipment. Shop with the most trusted name in farm equipment at MachineryPete.com.
In the desert north of Tucson, Arizona, you'll find Biosphere 2. Originally constructed to test man's ability to live inside a closed environment, it's a place that conducts experiments that no other facility can facilitate.
So you got 7.2 million cubic feet is the volume. It loses less air than the International Space Station. So you should, in a sense, be able to account for where every molecule is going. Well, it was these researchers, when they recognized this, they said, you know, this would be a great place for us to be able to do the type of research that we've always dreamed about doing at a scale that's unprecedented.
John Adams is deputy director of Biosphere 2, today owned by the University of Arizona. The structure contains different biomes that can be studied, and interestingly, it's open for tours, unlike many scientific institutions. The Landscape Evolution Observatory, or LEO, is comprised of three massive slopes of volcanic material, selected because it is easier to observe the erosive effect of water on it than soil.
Just the simple addition of water actually creates weathering to happen on these slopes at a fairly rapid rate. And now we're looking at how that system changes. And that fundamental question, it rains in the mountains, how much ends up downstream for you and I to use, and how is that quality impacted?
Biosphere 2 remains an important and unique laboratory.
For many of us, we never have that opportunity to walk down the hallways of a university or an agricultural research center. Here you can do that, and you can see firsthand what we're doing, the relevancy to your everyday life.
The site remains an interesting place for tourists and an integral place for scientists to study Biosphere 1, which is our planet itself. Traveling the countryside at Biosphere 2 near Oracle, Arizona, I'm Andrew McCrae.